Very nice to welcome Bill Raftery to the show. Of course, the pride of LaSalle and Seton Hall coach, long time, but you know him probably mostly from his work covering NCAA basketball on television, and he's here on behalf of Aspen Dental. He's going to talk about the Fox Sports Bracket Challenge. We'll get to that in a little bit, but Bill, when I say LaSalle, I think about, you know, Philly basketball with St. Joe's and Nova, and going back to the early 60s. I mean, what was that like back then? I just think of just like gritty gym rats and just competition back then.
Short pants and t-shirts and things like that. No, it was a lot of fun. Philly Big Five was the real deal in those days. You know, not taking anything away from it now because they play on different campuses. We all played in the Palestra. Mm-hmm. And that was like the date night. If any young lady would talk to you, you'd march down there and shoot, you know, a doubleheader with four of the teams from the Big Five, and it was just pretty special. You know, they had their own mythical championship, and invariably the first or second place team went to the NCAA, or in those days, most of them went to the NIT if they make the NCAA.
Well, now, looking at the tournament now, Bill, and of course, everybody's trying to figure out a way to beat Kentucky first and foremost, and sometimes you can say, well, it's a huge load knowing you're undefeated, but then again, you say, well, they've never lost, so they're more relaxed. Some people are saying the only way they're going to lose is if they get into foul trouble or they forget to get on the bus. As a coach, how would you approach playing the Wildcats?
I don't think the Cats will let them be late for the bus. You know, we had their Arkansas game, and I think there were some things that going in that Mike Anderson wanted to do and couldn't do. You know, obviously they're so good around the rim that you've got to be careful of getting too deep and starting their fast break with a bad shot or a block or a change. So I think it's important that you do get in the lane, and your kids have to make floaters, and then you've got to kick out for threes. You can't turn it over. And you got to be really sound in your shot selection. And having said that, that might not matter either because they're so good in their basic defense. The guards have done a much better job keeping people out of the lane, so they're, you know, protecting the big guys, but then you always have them back there to take care of business. And offensively, when they're shooting the ball well on the perimeter, and Booker's one of those kids that's pretty darn good, and the Harrison kids have been stepping it up of late, they're just a formidable obstacle. But, you know, guys that they all want to be on the one line so they don't have to play them at least till another 3 weeks from now. But as we all know, crazy things happen in the tournament, and Buffalo played them well, Columbia played them well, Texas A&M played them well, LSU played them well. So if they come down a little and you play above your head, which we've seen in tournaments, a lot of things can transpire.
You know, Bill, I was thinking the other day, there's so many teams that you just expect them to do well. And here I was, you know, watching Notre Dame beat North Carolina, and that wasn't making sense to me. But in a way, I mean, I guess that's good. You don't want teams to dominate at all times. And, of course, we think about Notre Dame as a football school, despite having some great alums over the years. But what do you think about the Irish this year and their chances?
You've got an interest in them. I might pray. He's been in Carolina for you know, over the years as a Duke assistant, so he knows that league as well as anybody and how tough it is to win away. And I happen to have the Notre Dame-Duke game when they were vanquished at Cameron. Mm-hmm. Anybody else, not anybody else, but a lot of guys could have lost their team. Nothing bothers him. He's unabashed, got them ready, got them back, and that's pretty impressive. They were able to run the table and win that. You know, Virginia, as you know, and Duke, and you throw in Louisville, Syracuse, et cetera, et cetera. It was a monster conference to be the winner of the tournament. I think it's pretty special for them. They are one of those teams that shoot the ball great. And if you, you know, you just start trading baskets with them, you're in trouble. You got to make stops against this team. They're a prolific offensive machine. Grant's a great penetrator. Connaughton makes shots, so... this is a very good bet, and it just, I think, very impressed for anybody who's in the game.
Speaking with Bill Raftery, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're going to get to Aspen Dentals and Fox Sports Bracket Challenge here in a second. But when I look at the first four, and I know the NCAA today said that they might take a look at how they might change that and how the first four get in. But in my mind, I think being part of the first four is great. I mean, you think about on Tuesday, Manhattan plays Hampton. They're going to have national TV all to themselves. And I know, like, one year, my St. Mary's Gales, it was 9:30 Pacific time, and we were out of the tournament, and we were all at work. When not a lot of people got to see it. So in a way, you're Manhattan and Hampton, two teams that don't have a prayer, but you're going to own the tournament to yourself there, at least for a few hours.
Yeah, that St. Mary's team is pretty special, too. I think Delavedova may have been on that team, but they, a couple of years before, they had beaten Villanova.
Yep.
We were part of that, too. That was exciting. Sandman, make me a dream. The
big son was happy. Omar Samhan, yeah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun with that group. They were very tough, and Randy's done a great job over the years. But, just to begin, although the local paper, I'm back in the East, and the Manhattan, Steve Mazziello, the Manhattan coach, they have a picture of him after, A, he got in, and B, where the potential that they won, they played Kentucky. So he didn't look really good knowing that they might play Kentucky. But, a lot of teams that are late entries are just so happy to get an opportunity. And that's all you want, to play the year and not put the balls away. So that addition, I think, has given this league a nice little color, gives more kids hope, and it's pretty gratifying for the institutions that are involved.
By the way, any other Galloping Gale alums, we're going to be hosting Vandy on Wednesday night in the NIT. All right, let's talk about the Fox Sports Bracket Challenge and how it is presented by Aspen Dental and where you fit in, Bill.
Yeah, well, I've been involved with them for about 6 years, so it's a pretty special group of people that do a lot of nice things, like take care of your teeth, So I love their mission. Everybody there would love people to get their teeth checked, but this is a special Mouth Madness sponsored by Fox. So go to foxsports.com and you'll get your bracket and all the information and what you have to do and what the potential is down the road. So hopefully everybody will do that. And more importantly, eventually visit aspendental.com Mouth Madness and sign up. And believe it or not, you'll get a basketball. If you show up, you'll certainly get a basketball. So do that, and hopefully people will check their teeth and get organized and have a nice smile for the rest of their life.
And a Twitter chat with you hosted at Aspen Dental during March Madness as well. One more thing I want to ask you, Bill, before I let you go, and that is I'm a huge soccer fan, and I noticed that you were an all-Pennsylvania soccer player in high school. And back then, that wasn't nearly as popular, which is a huge understatement, but not nearly as popular as it is now. What was that like being an all-state soccer player?
Well, actually, it was Kearney, New Jersey, and the town was comprised of a lot of Scotch and Irish immigrants, and they had pitches all over the city. And the public school won state championships, and my brother eventually ended up coaching. He won 10 or 11 state championships at the parochial school. And I guess 92, was that the World Cup 92, if I'm not mistaken?
94.
94.
Yeah.
Three of the kids on the team were from Kearney.
Yeah, Hart, I see. John Harkes, Tab Ramos, Tony Miola, right?
Right. So it's sort of, if you didn't play soccer in our town growing up, you weren't considered an athlete. So we all loved it. In fact, we trained in the summer running around with the shirts off on the local pitches. So it was always a sport that we cared about. And you're right, there weren't as many damaging teams on the way to a championship. But Trenton was another area. We didn't have to play 10 great teams. We had a couple. But Trenton always had Trenton Catholic, later Trenton Cathedral, was our biggest one. But Harrison and Kearney, which are adjacent to one another, turned out some great, great players. So it was part of the DNA for all of us growing up.
All right. Once again, we want to remind everybody to visit AspenDental.com and a chance to receive a Bill Raftery signed basketball in the Twitter chat at Aspen Dental. Of course, this is through the Fox Sports Bracket Challenge presented by Aspen Dental. We've been speaking with Bill Raftery. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for coming on the show. They got to show up to get the basketball, though.
You got to show up to get the ball.
We want to make sure we stress that. Have a great tourney, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You've got it. Thanks a lot. Bye bye now.
Thank you. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break when we come on back. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Come on back on Sports Byline.